Early voting continues in municipal elections across Illinois, with Election Day coming up on Tuesday. WILL and our statewide reporting collaboration, Illinois Newsroom, compiled questions from five communities across central Illinois to ask candidates in these elections. I spoke with Kristen Walters, engagement strategist for Illinois Newsroom, about the process of coming up with questions for this project.
So in Danville and in Champaign, we had these two events that were called Democracy in Danville and Democracy in Champaign. And we did this in a World Cafe style of event where we had dinner and small group conversations where journalists and other facilitators would sit with community members in groups of about, you know, 4 to 6 people. And we would go through lists of questions like in Danville, you know, what would you like to see in 5 to 10 years, you know, what would you like Danville to be like, and how can leadership take Danville to that next level? And the same thing in Champaign. We focus a little bit more on safety in Champaign. So how can municipal leaders make Champaign a safer place for us all? And so through those conversations, there were a lot of trends and topics that came up. And at the end of the conversations, we reported out what are the trends, what are people's concerns, what are their hopes for their communities. And then the journalists helped create the kind of questions to put together for the candidates to answer.
And then, you know, you talked about, you know, kind of the process of formulating those questions. What did you do with those questions once you came up with them?
Sure. So we came up with them on the night of the events with the community members there to say yay or nay. These are the questions that we want answered. And then after that, we sent them out to the city council candidates and mayor candidates of Champaign and Danville. Just put a deadline for those responses to come in, and then we put them all together, and now they're online for us all to see.
Yeah, it looks like you got a pretty good response rate, too.
We did, yeah. So in Danville, we have all of the mayor candidates and then a couple of the alderman candidates. And then in Champaign, we have most of the city council candidates and one of the mayor candidates. So it's great for people to check out those answers.
Of course, when we're talking about communities as different in many ways as Champaign, Danville, Springfield, Hoopston. I'm sure you got a lot of different questions, but were there any common threads that you noticed throughout all four of those areas?
So just to clarify, for the Springfield and Hoopston, and actually also Decatur too, we're still getting those up online today. Mm-hmm. We talked with young people. We talked with high school students. Mm-hmm. And so it was really interesting to see some of the differences and similarities between some of the more adult populations that we talked to in Danville and Champaign versus the young people. The young people really cared about recreation in their area and staying busy. And they really cared about their schools. And in Champaign and Danville, there was a lot of what came up was actually engagement by local leadership in the communities. They wanted to see city council and aldermen and mayors. They wanted to see them more in the community. They wanted to be able to access them more readily. They wanted to have clear, unified messaging about where their city was going to go and what was the strategic vision. So that was that came out very strongly and was discussed a lot in those events.
That's Illinois Newsroom engagement strategist Kristen Walters discussing how she helped compile questions for candidates in this spring's municipal elections in 5 communities across central Illinois. You can see how the candidates in Champaign, Danville, Decatur, Hoopston, and Springfield answered those questions at will.illinois.edu/election2019.